Hi Krishna. Today's interesting podcast will be introduced by Shambhihari Das. For those of you who don't know him, he's my assistant cum boss, and we had an exciting episode this morning. I wasn't quite sure whether he was going to survive it, but he did. And he's here to tell you all about it, and then I'll just get a little lesson that's to be learned from that thereafter. And you'll see there's another link, a video link to this podcast. You can see the video that Shambhihari actually took to verify his claims, because when he first told me, I didn't believe it, but he was in such a panic, he forgot that he'd actually videoed the evidence. So after that build-up, here he is.
Hare Krishna. We are here in Turkey, and we are here in a very, very old house. And in this old house has a nice old type of living room, old chairs, some canopy, and I'm sat in the living room, and I wrote something down in my diary. But at the same time, in the living room, you can find hujan kandalu, chimney.
There's a fireplace,
and through the chimney, something dropped down and made a noise, and I couldn't figure it out what was it. I'm a little bit like scared, but I'm quite brave.
Just a little bit.
And I saw some small owl.
Owl
showed up in front of me, and I was surprised, and he was surprised as well, and he started to fly back and forth in the room.
I think Shambhihari was more surprised. In fact, he was more than surprised, he was scared.
And this owl went back and forth between the windows and knocked his head so many times because he wanted to, you know, leave the place. And I made the decision that I don't want to move. And I didn't move, and I made a short video about the owl. And after he stopped and he made some kind of noise, but after I let him out, I opened the door and he flew out from the door. And after I came in his Guru Maharaj's room and I told him, and he said, why don't you told me it's an owl in your room? And I told him I was shocked, you know, I couldn't move, I didn't, that was the first time I saw owl in my life. And I didn't know what shall I do, because the bird was really, really scared, and his head banging.
Shambhihari was really psychologically traumatized.
and the bird was really, really scared. And after, when I went back into the room, I found it the other owl.
Also, there was another one.
The second one came down through the chimney again. And I called Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj showed the owl, and he took some pictures, maybe one or two. And after, he said, I have to catch him. And I thought, oh, this is not my nature, but I tried. And he said, pick up the towel and put the towel on the owl and take out him. And I put the towel on the bird, but I was really a little bit scared to touch him, you know, because I thought he's gonna
brave brahmachari
bite my hands, and
real kshatriya, you can tell.
But after I followed the instructions and I pick up the owl and then put him outside, and I let him go, and he flew away.
Okay, thank you very much, Shambhihari.
Hare Krishna.
Now, anyway, the moral of this tale, if you haven't drawn a conclusion yourself, is that we're also like this owl. We're sort of fallen into this material world, And we thought we were going to be nesting and roosting and having a good time. And as it turns out, we fell into a very difficult situation. And we're flying around, banging our head. What it looks like, we're getting freedom. Looking out through the window, and it looks like, oh, now I'm going to get out. But actually, it never really quite happens. We never really get out. We never really quite have happiness. We just keep banging against the window of illusion, thinking that this is where happiness is going to be. And all we end up is getting bruised and bruised and bruised. The little owl. And of course, owls come in pairs. Similarly, in this material world, we're always in pairs, man and woman. But then finally, some merciful person, like Shambhihari, Vaishnav, a Vaishnav spiritual master, shows up and offers to take us out. Now, that's not a very easy thing. He has to catch us. Somehow or another, when he catches us, then he can liberate us and allow us to really fly free into the reality, not the illusion that the window poses, but the reality. And this is what Vedic literature recommends to us. Tamase ma jyoti gama. Come out into the light of the real world. Don't bang your head against the window. So it was very, very instructive. Although generally I think the Vaishnava spiritual masters are not in such fear of their duties as Shambhihari was in fear of this little owl. I think he was also worried that a big owl was about to pop down as well. In any case, it's something to think about. Accepting help from those who are actually giving it, and not banging against our head against the window uselessly, but looking for where the real shelter is. It may not look like a shelter. Someone opens the door to us, we may think that, ooh, that's a long way to fly. Let me keep banging my head against this this window, because I can just see the road to happiness outside. But it's not the road to happiness. It's the road to ongoing pain. You keep banging your head against the window. So better that we take the real path, that will award us the real freedom and happiness that we deserve. That's our birthright. In the way that these little owls are now flown away, no doubt will find a shelter of their parents, so similarly we can fly out into the reality that is the spiritual realm, and we will find shelter there with our original father and mother, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.